Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Aabot sa 46 ang nasawi sa Pilipinas dahil sa pananalasa ng Bagyong Tino. Pinakatinamaan ang lalawigan ng Cebu kung saan matinding binaha ang ilang bayan. Isa na dito ang Bacayan, kung saan nakatira ang pamilya ng isang international student mula sa Melbourne na si Mikey Charm Alvarez. Sa panayam ng SBS Filipino, ikinwento niyang takot nang hindi makontak ang pamilya na nagpaanod na lamang sa abot bubong na baha para makaligtas.
Basically, we had a previous typhoon na si Odette, which was supposedly much worse. At that time, nandun pa ako sa Philippines. And it never flooded. So in our area where we live, in the subdivision that we live, wala talagang flood dun. Like since birth, like for 30 years, there was never a flood dun. So, and anyway, so they did the preparation for Bagyong Tino, like flashlights, power banks, etc. So expecting na strong wind, so walang signal, walang kuryente, walang water. So they all prepared for that. But what they didn't prepare for was the flood. So out of nowhere and very, very quickly, water rose in. Kasi we live beside a sapa or like a river. And that river actually has never overflowed before. So this is the first time. And then sobrang lakas ng pagpasok ng water na. They didn't have time to grab things. They didn't have time to run or anything. And also our house is one story only. So they didn't have a second floor option to climb to. I saw photos and videos online and our neighbors were able to climb to their roof. Our roof in our house specifically is not climbable. So what happened was their last resort was they went to the kitchen, which is semi-outdoors, still indoors kasi there's like grills and a gate. So they went to the kitchen, they climbed on top of the kitchen top kaso the water was reaching their necks na. So if they didn't decide na magpaanod na lang sila to be able to get outside of the house, then they would have drowned. And yeah, this is my mom, my dad, my younger brother who's 12, our house help, and our dog. So they were all together, kaso when they decided na magpaanod sila, that's when they got separated. So sobrang lakas ng water and then the current. And yun, so that's what happened. And then nothing, hanggang roof yung water, so we lost everything. All of the cars were floating everywhere. So basically, it's a ghost subdivision. Ayun siya right now.
I can imagine yung nararamdaman mo ngayon. When you found out, ano yung una mong reaction? Or during that time ba, you were contacting them and checking with them?
Well, actually, I was at work and diba, it was a holiday yesterday. So I was at work, excited, holiday pay, ganto ganyan. And then a friend reached out na, hey, do you live? You don't live close to Bacayan, right? Sabi niya. And I was like, huh? That's exactly the parang, what do you call this? Parang suburb na where we live in Cebu. And he was like, okay, that's where we live. Why? She's like, it's not in Villa del Rio, right? I'm like, hoy, what are you talking about? That's exactly where we live. Why? What happened? So I wasn't updated. I didn't know that it was going to be this bad. I didn't know what was going on until she sent me some links of people going on live on their phone, already on their roof, and everything was already too late and super baha na. So that's how I found out. So immediately, I went home. I drove home. I don't know how I did that. I don't remember driving home, but I got home safely. And that's when I tried to contact anyone that I would know, any neighbors, to check on my family. Kasi apparently, not all the people na naanod kasi nga, they were able to climb on their second floor sa house nila, or they were able to climb sa roof nila. So my family, who was not able to do that, isa sila sa mga actually nanaanod sa ba. So I didn't get any update from them, and it was really hard to get any update from anybody kasi syempre the people there, like my neighbors, syempre pina-prioritize nila yung sarili nila, their own family, their own things. So ayun, it was really hard. And yeah, after a few hours, maybe kasi it started around 5 in the morning, I guess, tapos nag-lower yung water at like 9. So during that time, at least may araw na, and the water started to subside. Doon ako nakahanap ng update. Has anyone seen my parents? Has anyone physically seen them walking, standing? Like, I just wanted to know if they were alive. And thankfully, they were. And yeah, it's just that my dog was missing. Kasi nga, when nung naanod sila lahat, syempre, my dog doesn't have hands. Siya yung hindi nakahold sa fence or sa gate or whatever to be able na hindi ma-push further. So yeah.
Nung finally na contact mo na yung family, ano yung feeling? Was it really a relief?
It was an extreme relief to see that message from my mom. Although she sent a very short, a very straight to the point message, and then that was it. She disappeared again for a few hours kasi I'm guessing she was saving her battery and attending to my little brother now, and then checking themselves then for injuries and everything. But yeah, it was a relief, and yeah.
And now, itong dog ninyo na si Ava nga ba ang tama?
Yeah, it's Ava. Yeah.
How do you feel na you don't, until now you don't know where Ava is?
Okay, so as of maybe an hour ago, kasi nga, I was posting, and it was actually a stretch to post in Pinoy's in Melbourne. I know it's ridiculous, kasi nga, like, ang layo, but like, you never know. Sa pag-share ng tao, you never know saan makakaabot yung share. And I was right. Kasi eventually, there was like a lot of people sending me messages, sending me photos. Is this her? Is this her? I'm like, no, that's not her. Pero just maybe about an hour ago, someone actually sent a photo and it was actually her. So I was extremely happy and overjoyed. Somebody found her on a banana tree, shivering, and then in the goodness of their heart, apart from everything happening, naisip pa nila to help my dog na hindi nila kilala. So they took her in, they took care of her, and yeah, she had a place to stay last night. So I'm very, very happy, and I'm working on collaborating with people back home kung sino kaya ang makapag-meet up with her and pick her up and then bring her to our house ba kaya, or to another family member. So
this podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention that everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Itong mga nangyari to, sabi mo kanina, Mikey, you've never experienced this when you're in the Philippines. How was it? Is it really hard for you na you're far away from home, ito ka sa Australia, and may mga ganitong disasters na ano yung nararamdaman mo pag ganun yung nangyari? And I think this is the first time, is it?
It is the first time. And before this happened, just a few weeks or like a month ago, there was this earthquake. I'm not sure if you're familiar, yeah. Pero nag-earthquake din sila. So Cebu City was not the epicenter of the earthquake. So there were earthquakes and aftershocks, pero wala masyadong damage sa area namin, everything like that. But still, it gets you really worried. And then now this. So yeah, it's really hard to be far away. At some point, I feel sort of guilty that I'm here. I'm not there. I know it sort of doesn't make sense, but I feel extremely guilty to be here when I should have been there. I should have helped. I should have been there. Dapat. And I don't know. So it's that feeling of guilt and then worry and just everything. It's terrible to be far away. And what? Do I decide to go home? Anong magagawa ko? Wala nagbabagyo, wala namang flights, or if meron man, anong magagawa ko? Hindi passable yung roads. It's full of mud. Everything is wala. So yeah, I feel helpless, basically.
Really okay now, or humupa na ba yung baha and they can actually go back?
Okay, so yesterday, parang around noon siguro, na bumaba na talaga yung water, but everything is just muddy. So, unless siguro may three-story house yung ibang nakatira doon, maybe na-save yung part ng second and third floor nila, they can stay there. Pero for us, who had a one-story home, they had to leave kasi uninhabitable talaga yung house. They couldn't sleep there. No water, no electricity. So they had to leave. They had to walk to, kasi walang signal din. So they had to walk to a relative's house, which is not near, pero there was no choice kasi nga, there wasn't any public transportation and all of our cars floated. So,
What do you plan? Are you planning to go home as well to check on them? Or, any plans? Kahit hindi naman yung near, immediately, pero yung mga plans mo in the near future.
Honestly, at this point, everything's just been happening so quickly. Hindi pa ako nakaisip ng ganyan kalayo. And also, I'm on a student visa here, so hindi din ganun ka-easy to go home. Kasi I would have to secure documents pa for the school kasi it's not, hindi naman allowed na when your class is ongoing that you're gonna leave the country. So yeah, that's I haven't thought that far, honestly. I'm just really glad that everyone's okay, safe, and hopefully the worst is over. Like, yun na yun.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.